我们这时候就请林康传道上台来为我们传讲今早的信息啊。他所要传讲的题目是处理罪啊，就是确认。
Very good morning. I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
We continue our study of the book of Ezra.
我们今天早晨继续来查考以斯拉记。
And we are here in Ezra chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 5.
我们已经来到了以斯拉记第九章，今天早上我们要来看第一到第五节。
Now we know that Ezra was a godly man.
我们知道以斯拉他是一个敬虔的人。
His desire was to return to Jerusalem to teach the people.
他的心愿就是回到耶路撒冷来教导这些众民。
He was described in chapter 7 as a ready scribe, one who had prepared his heart to seek the Lord.
我们在第七章里面呢，我们看到他已经预备好了自己的心，要来侍奉神。
And the focus was the word of God.
他的重点呢，就是要来教导神的话语。
And that is what, that was then the task or the mission, that the king told Ezra to do also.
当时的王也是吩咐这个以斯拉如此的做，就是来教导神的话语。
That he will set in place judges, magistrates,
就是要他立这些士师，还有管理这些众民的。
And make sure that they rule in accordance to God's word.
要他们呢，就是按着神的话语呢来治理这个地方。
So that was his purpose as he came to Jerusalem.
他来到耶路撒冷呢，就是有这个目的。
And in the next two chapters, we will see him do that.
我们在第八章、第九章呢，我们看到他就如此的行。第九章跟第十章看到他如此的行。
There was one main problem that is highlighted for us in these two chapters.
我们在第九章、第十章里面呢，我们看到了有这个问题。
And that is that many of the people, many of the Jews had married foreign wives.
就是有关于他们与外邦人通婚这个事情。
And it was a serious sin.
这个是个很严重的这个罪行。
And so Ezra had to deal with it.
所以呢，以斯拉呢要来办这件事情。
And so as we study these next two chapters, the focus will be on dealing with sin.
我们来读这个，我们来研读这个第九章跟第十章的时候，要来看怎么来处理这个罪行。
We know sin is a serious thing.
我们都知道犯罪是很严重的。
We sin. We do sin. Even though we have been saved, we continue to sin.
我们也知道虽然我们已经被得救了，可是我们还是有时候会犯罪。
But how do we regard this sin in our lives?
我们要如何来看待我们这个罪呢？
Do we see sin from the same perspective that God sees sin?
我们看待罪有没有好像神看待罪一样呢？
How serious is sin to God?
罪对神来说有如何的严重呢？
It was so serious that the only solution was for him to send his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on this earth.
神看罪如此的严重，甚至赐下他的独生子耶稣基督来到这个世上为罪而死。
It is so serious thatA man who sins, and if he is not saved, he will spend eternity in hell.
罪是如此的严重，因为如果罪不得赦免，人死了之后就要下地狱那里去。
Yet sometimes we look upon sin and the little misdeeds that we do, and we treat it so casually and so lightly.
可是有时候呢，我们看清了这个罪的严重性。
We don't seem bothered when we fall into sin.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们都不以为然。
We think, well, it's okay, it's just a small thing.
我们认为啊，这个是小罪而已。
And we so easily just forget it, push it aside.
我们就把它给忘了。
We don't repent. We don't confess our sins before God.
我们没有忏悔，我们又没有来到神的面前来忏悔我们的罪。
And we just carry on living as if nothing has happened, no problem at all.
我们继续的生活，好像什么事情都没有发生一样。
Perhaps one analogy to help us understand this.
我们来看一个比喻。
We know that, well, it was sin that put Jesus on the cross.
我们都知道，因为罪呢，耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
In a sense, it is because of what we have done, what all of us have done, that Jesus had to die.
就是因为我们的罪，耶稣就必须要为罪而死。
How would you feel if you killed someone accidentally, perhaps?
比如我们不小心杀了人。
You were driving.
我们在开车的时候。
Maybe a boy ran across the road and you couldn't help it. You knocked him down.
一个小男孩突然的冲出了路面，你把他撞倒了，撞死了。
I mean, we will be guilt-stricken for the rest of our lives, isn't it?
相信我们接下来的一生都会十分的痛悔。
It's something I believe we will never forget.
那是我们不可忘记的。
That boy was someone's son.
那小孩，那小男童是一个人的孩子。
He had a bright future ahead of him.
他在前面有很好的这个前景。
And now because of this,Maybe it was your negligence or maybe partially his fault, but nonetheless, it was you and your car that knocked him down.
或许是你自己的疏忽，或许是小男孩，他突然的跑到路面，可是无论如何，你把他给撞倒了。
There will be grief, sorrow, all sorts of emotion coming in.
相信如果是我们任何一个人，心里面都会不好受。
Because we know we caused it.
因为我们都知道是我们所犯下的。
But that, I mean, this analogy is, well, something that you have done accidentally.
这个比喻是我们无意间所做的。
But when we sin, we put Jesus to the cross.
当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们就把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
Many times our sin is not accidental.
很多时候我们犯罪不是无意间的。
It's a willful, deliberate thing that we do.
我们犯罪乃是刻意的。
Although we know it is wrong, yet we do it.
我们虽然知道呢是不对的，我们继续去做。
How do we react when we realize what we have done?
当我们知道所犯的是罪，我们有什么样的反应呢？
If we can remember that this, I mean all the sin,is what caused Jesus to die for our sakes, will we then continue to so easily push sin aside?
当我们知道是因为我们的罪以致让耶稣基督死在十字架上，我们又如何的看待我们所犯的罪呢？
Now we know that cannot be.
我们知道说我们是不应该犯罪的。
In fact, as we grow in the knowledge of God, as we grow and mature as a Christian,
尤其是我们更认识了神的话语之后，更像主耶稣基督之后，就我们就不能继续这样的犯罪。
What ought to happen is that we become more and more sensitive to sin.
而我们应该对罪更加的敏感。
That, you know, what you used to regard as, well, just a small sin or it's not a very serious matter.
以前可能你认为呢，这个是一个小罪。
But then you grow and you realize, hey, this is not a small sin.
后来慢慢的在灵里面成熟之后，你就发现说，诶，这个其实不是一个小罪。
Or rather, we begin to realize that there's no such thing as a small and inconsequential sin.
我们也意识到呢，没有所谓的小罪或者大罪。
No, every sin that we commit, it is an affront to God. It is something that brings grief to the Holy Spirit.
只要我们犯罪，我们就是得罪了神。
Yet sometimes our conscience gets seared.
有时候呢，我们的良知就被磨灭了。
Instead of becoming more mature and more sensitive to sin,
我们其实是应该更对这个罪呢更敏感的。
But yet we become callous, hardened against the things that we do.
可是呢，我们却越来越让自己呢去犯罪。
And we no longer mourn for our sins. We no longer see the importance of repentance and confession.
我们对罪呢看得很轻，也没有想到说自己犯了罪，必须要来到神的面前来忏悔。
For Ezra, that was not so.
可是对以斯拉呢，他的反应就不同。
Because he was a godly man, he knew the word of God.
以斯拉他是一位敬虔的人，他认识神的话语。
So much so that when he came back to Jerusalem,
他回到耶路撒冷之后
，and when he found out what was happening amongst the people and what sort of spiritual state that they were in，
当他审查众人，尤其是他们的灵命
，he was grieved。
他心里面不好受。
He had a very big response to what was happening。
他做出了很大的反应。
You know, we may read this and say, "Ah, he's so extreme."
有你读了这以斯拉，你认为说啊，他是不是很极端呢
？Why does he have to sit there the whole day and tear his clothes and do all these things?
为什么他要坐在那里？为什么要撕裂自己的衣服？有这样的反应呢
？Well, because he understood the seriousness of sin.
因为他认识到这个罪的严重性。
So how are we to deal with sin in our lives?
我们要如何的来对待罪呢？
As we look at these first five verses, the focus will just be on the acknowledgement part.
我们来查考这个以斯拉记第九章第一到第五节的时候，我们就来看我们要怎么样去认知是犯了罪。
It begins with a recognition of sin.
首先，我们要认识到我们是否是犯了罪。
And that's what we see in the first two verses.
我们来看第一跟第二节。
Now what had happened, as we see here in verse 1, is that many of the people, including the priests and Levites,
我们看到第一节呢，这里说到众首领，包括以色列和祭司并利未人。
Bible says that they have not separated themselves from the people of the land, and they were doing according to their abominations.
我们看到说这些以色列民还有祭司还有利未人，他们没有离绝这些迦南人。
So they did not separate themselves from the sin of the people around them.
他们没有离绝这些他们周围这些人所犯的罪。
And they were beginning to be involved in their idolatrous practice in their sinful lives.
不止没有离绝，甚至参与他们这些拜偶像的这些行为。
Why? Because they had married, taken their daughters, taken their sons, and married, well, the people of all these different tribes.
乃是因为以色列民和祭司并利未人已经跟这些周围的人开始通婚了。
And we know that very, very clearly, in the book of Deuteronomy, this was expressly forbidden.
我们知道这个生命记里面有提到他们是不可以跟这些外邦人来通婚的。
We can see this in Deuteronomy chapter 7 if we turn there.
我们现在把圣经翻到生命记。
And God very, very clearly told them in no uncertain terms.
生命记第七章。
That in verse 1 he says, Now when the Lord shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it,And I cast out many nations before thee.
我们翻到《生命记》第七章第一节，我们这里看到说，耶和华你神领你，也就是你们这些以色列人进入要得为业之地，从你面前赶出许多国民。
And then he lists out all the different tribes of the lands.
他就提到了这些外邦人的名。
And then the Lord says, Now, when the Lord shall deliver them before you, you must smite them, utterly destroy them, and make no covenant with them. Show no mercy unto them.
第二节呢，这里说到，当耶和华你神将他们交给你击杀，那时呢，你要把他们灭绝，尽尽不可与他们立约，不可连续他们。
They must make sure that they clearly draw a line of separation
就是要与他们隔离。
Make no covenant, no relationship, no alliance with them.
不要与他们立约，不要与他们立盟。
And then verse 3 very specifically tells them, neither shalt thou make marriage with them, thy daughter shalt thou not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son.
我们第三节呢，我们看到神很清楚地吩咐以色列人，不可与他们，就是外邦人结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你们的儿子娶他们的女儿。
But now in Ezra chapter 9, that was exactly what was happening.
可是呢，我们翻回以斯拉记第九章呢，我们看到他们就犯了这个神所不允许他们所做的这个罪。
And if you continue on in Deuteronomy chapter 7, the reason why this was so important is told to us in verse 4.
这个不允许他们与这些外邦人结亲的这个理由呢，我们可以在《生命记》第七章第四节呢看到。
Why? Because when you marry these foreign people, the Bible says they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly.
原因就是在第四节，他说因为。他就是外邦人必使你儿子转离不跟从主去侍奉别神以致耶和华的怒气向你们发作就速速地将你们灭绝
The Bible reminds them that they are pure, a holy people.
圣经里面提到以色列人他们要保持圣洁
and they must not taint or corrupt themselves.With all these sinful and idolatrous practices.
他们不可参与这些污秽的拜偶像的行为。
But now as Ezra returned to Jerusalem, he saw this very thing happening.
可是当这个以斯拉回到这个耶路撒冷，他就目睹了这些以色列人，他们就犯了这个罪。
That many of the people had been doing it.
很多的以色列人都犯了这个罪。
So much so that even the priests and the Levites also were in it.
甚至祭司还有利未人也同样的犯了这个罪。
And many of the chief and the rulers of the princes, right, all of them had also been doing it, you see in the last line of verse 2.
而且呢，首领和官长在这世上为罪魁。
Imagine that, they were the main leaders of, they were the main culprits of this sin, of this trespass.
他们在这个犯的这个罪上呢，是其中这个世上的罪魁。
And so Israel was really in a low state at this point of time.
当时的以色列呢，就处在这个很犯罪的这个状态之下。
This sin was so widespread.
这个很多人都犯了这个罪。
All the leaders were doing it.
很多的当时的领袖都犯了这个罪。
And so what happened is that nobody looked upon it as something wrong at all.
当时他们把它看成不当成一回事，不当成是犯罪。
Became just their way of life.
他们把它当成是生活的一部分了。
Well, nothing wrong at all, right? You want to look for a wife or a son-in-law? Well, you can look at not just Israel but the surrounding nations also.
他们当时的想法就是啊，如果我要我的儿子娶妻，如果我的女儿要嫁人啊，不止在以色列，周围的都可以。
And if they want to bring their idols into the house, okay, fine.
如果他们要这些外邦人把他们的偶像放在家里面啊，也可以。
And then over time, instead of converting them to God, they will be unduly influenced.
然后时间一过呢，他们是就会被这些外邦人引诱呢，去拜这些偶像。
They will run after other gods.
就会去跟随别的神。
That is why it's so dangerous.
所以才会这么的危险。
But because everyone was doing it, nobody realized, well, it was even wrong in the first place.
可是因为当时呢，就是很多人都如此的行，就看成呢，不是不当一回事。
Except a few of the princes, a few of the leaders were still godly.
可是当时的这些一些的首领呢，就看出了这个是不应当做的，就来见这个以斯拉。
It's likely that, you know, they have been trying on their part to warn the people.
可能这些众首领呢，他们也尝试呢去警告、提醒这些以色列人。
But it all fallen on deaf ears. They just ignored all these warnings.
他们就不听。
And so, you know, they couldn't do much about it.
他们这些众首领呢，已经是不能够做什么了。
Until Ezra returned,
到了这个以斯拉回来的时候
，and they knew, oh, this is a holy man. This is a man who can lead us in this spiritual revival that we so need.
他们在以斯拉的身上就看到说啊，以斯拉是一位敬虔的领袖。我们去见以斯拉来解决这些事情。
And that is why they decided to tell him.
所以呢，他们才会去见他，跟他说这个事。
And when this happened, straight away, Ezra recognized this is a serious problem.
当以斯拉一听到这个事情呢，他立刻的察觉到，啊，这个是不当做的，这个是犯了罪。
We cannot sit idly and maybe sit and say, okay, well, let us think about it.
我们不能够再单言，我们不能够说啊，就把它给算了。
His response was immediate.
你看到他的反应呢，是很直接的。
Because it really showed the heart of God that he had.
就看到他心里面向神的那颗心。
But it always has to begin with this, a recognition of sin.
可是呢，他要察觉到这个事情呢，是在神的面前犯了罪。
You see, the problem with the people is that they didn't recognize this to be a sin.
因为在这之前呢，众人都犯了这个罪，可是他们没有把这个事情，把这个行为当成是犯了罪。
And a lot of times that's the sort of state that we are in as well.
很多时候呢，我们也如此的这个情况。
You know, over time, as we go through life, we pick up many bad habits, many sinful ways.
我们在生活中，我们已经开始习惯了一些我们所做的，我们把已经不把它当成是犯罪。
Maybe the things that we do, or maybe even the mindset or the way of thinking that we have.
或许是我们的思想，我们的想法。
We don't realize it's wrong.
我们都不察觉到说，哎，这个是不当做的。
And when someone points it out to us, we get offended.
而当别人把它看出这是不当做的，提醒我们啊，我们就觉得不舒服，我们就开始会生气。
And in our pride, we say, "No, I didn't do anything wrong. How can you say I'm wrong?"
我们自大的心就会说啊，我没有犯罪。
We have to humble ourselves before the Lord.
而我们应该在神的面前呢，谦虚。
No one else saw this as a problem, but Ezra did. Why? Because he knew the word of God.
这些犯了这个罪的人，他们没有把它看成罪，可是以斯拉看到了。
He understood the desires of God, the will of God.
他明白神的旨意，他明白神的话语。
And so what happened when this was told to him?
我们看到他的以斯拉的反应是如何呢？
Verse 3 says, Now when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and my beard and sat down astonished.
我们看到以斯拉他的反应就在以斯拉记九章第三节这里，他说：“我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。”
You may read this and say, "What's so extreme?"
哇，你看到说哇，有没有搞错？有这样大的反应吗
？What a waste of clothes, right?
哇，这不是浪费了衣服
？You tear everything off.
撕裂了衣服。
And then he plucked his hair, plucked his beard.
拔了头发。还有胡须
，so painful
啊，不是很痛吗
？You may say, isn't even him that sinned? It was the people, right?
又不是他犯罪，是其他人犯罪。
But he was so sensitive to sin that he realized how great a travesty this was.
可是他对这个罪呢是如何的敏感，然后他才做出这样大的一个反应。
These actions that he did, renting his garment, plucking his beard, these were all a sign of his grief, a great extreme grief.
就是他反映的他内心里面的那份忧闷，那份苦楚，他就撕裂了衣服和外袍，也拔了头发和胡须。
This news came to him and was terribly dreadful, it was very distressing to him.
他心里面是多么的痛苦。
And so his instant response was to sorrow for the sin.
他直接的反应呢，就是立刻呢，为这个罪呢，来觉得这个忧愁。
To grieve and to mourn because his people had committed such an abomination against God.
因为他对这些众人所犯的这个罪呢，在神的面前所犯的这个罪呢，在神的面前呢，觉得十分的 这个忧愁。
And so it was not extreme. It was a very appropriate response to what was happening around him.
其实我们看他的反应呢，不是极端，而是恰当。
Because sadly, for many of us, the opposite is true.
因为很多时候呢，我们都没有这样的反应。
When we hear about sin, or when we ourselves commit sin,
当我们听到罪的这个事情，或者我们自己犯罪，
we just shrug our shoulders and say, "Oh well, can't be helped."
我们觉得没有什么大不了。
He says, "Well, that's human nature. You can't help it."
有人说啊，这是人就是如此嘛。
And he said, "Well, it's just a small thing, not very serious."
你就说啊，这个罪是很小的事情。
And then you say, "Maybe okay, lah. The next time I try not to do it."
然后你说，哎呀，以后我就尽量不要再做了。
But you're not serious about it at all.
可是我们没有很严肃的去对待。
There's no grief, no sorrow for the fact that you have offended God.
心里面都没有这个忧愁。
And we carry on with life complacent, happy, thinking that all is well.
我们继续的就这样的不了了之，来继续这样的过我们的生活。
But that cannot be.
这是不当的。
And there were also then, verse 4 tells us, assemble unto me everyone that trembled at the words of God, of Israel.
第四节呢，他就说，凡为以色列神言语战惊的。
Now that is a good description of how we ought to be.
这是形容我们的一个很好的形容词。
Why should people sorrow for sin?
为什么我们要对这个罪来忧愁呢？
Because they understand the word of God.
因为他们明白神的话语。
They tremble, they fear the word of God.
他对神的话语呢，有战惊，有敬畏的心。
But it's not so much in a way where, you know, a criminal would fear the sentencing that is being passed upon him.
不像一个犯了罪的那些罪人啊，对要所要下的这个审判呢，啊，十分的害怕。
It's not so much about the punishment.
不是害怕这个因为所犯的罪所要受的这个惩罚，
But rather the deed itself, the sin that was committed, the crime that was done.
而是对自己所犯下的这个罪行呢，觉得羞，这个很难过。
I don't know if you've seen maybe videos or maybe even personally witnessed these sort of verdicts being passed down in the court of law.
不知道你们当中有没有人就是亲眼呢目睹或者在电视上看到。当这个审判官或者法官把这个判刑呢定下的时候，
well, sometimes it's told to us in the newspaper as well.
有时候在报纸上可以看得到。
That after the whole court proceeding and then finally the judge reads out the verdict.
当这个法官呢把这个判刑给定下的时候，
and then he says guilty.
然后说这个人是有罪的。
Imprisonment, life imprisonment or whatever the penalty for the crime he has to pay.
罪行呢就是要就惩罚呢就是要去坐牢，可能终身监禁。
And then the criminal, he breaks down, he cries.
然后这个罪人呢就开始呢来哭泣崩溃了。
Why? Where does his sorrow come from?
他的这个忧愁从哪里来呢？
It's because of the sentencing.
是因为所下的这个惩罚。
Because he realizes that now for the next how many years? 10, 20 years?He's going to be locked up in prison.
他哭泣，因为知道说自己呢要被关在监狱里面。
And so of course he said.
当然就觉得忧愁。
But that is not the sorrow that we are talking about here.
可是我们所要看到的这个忧愁呢，不是因为这个下的这个惩罚。
That is not why we ought to tremble at the word of God.
我们不是因为这个原因而在神的这个言语面前呢。
We tremble because of the offense that we have committed against God.
而是我们在神的面前战惊，因为我们所犯下的这个罪行。
You know, if the criminal is repentant, if he realizes the extent of what he has done,
如果这个罪犯呢，对自己的罪行，
sometimes that sorrow will be displayed much earlier.
对自己的罪行呢，觉得忏悔。他就会 有一定的反应。
Like when the witness or the person that he hurt, you know, tells of the crime.
当一个见证这个事情的人在法庭里面做见证的时候。
And so, you know, during the course of the court case, the person witnesses and testify of how they were hurt or how they were so grieved, maybe at the murder that he had committed or maybe the rape that he had done.
或者呢, 这些见证人就是在法官的面前呢, 见证这个罪犯呢, 是如何残忍地对待他们。
If he truly repents, that is the time that he will begin to sorrow.
如果他意识到自己呢, 所犯的这个罪行呢, 他就会开始有这个忏悔的心。
Because he realized the magnitude of the crime that he had committed, how many lives he had hurt, how many lives he had destroyed.
因为他意识到自己所犯下的罪行带给了其他人多么大的伤害。
That ought to be the sort of grief that we have.
这是我们都应该有的这个忧愁。
It is a grief because we have offended God.
因为我们在神的面前得罪了他。
When we sin, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
当我们犯罪的时候呢, 我们就得罪了圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that is in us and wants so much for us to live a holy life.
在我们里面的圣灵呢, 祂要我们过 敬虔的圣洁的生活, 而我们犯罪的时候就得罪了他。
We grieve the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us so much to die for our sins.
我们犯罪的时候, 我们也就, 得罪了我们的主耶稣基督, 祂为我们而死。
And that is why we sorrow.
而因为这个意识到我们所犯的这个罪, 我们就忧愁。
That's why we tremble at the word of the Lord.
我们在神的言语面前呢, 战惊。
Why? Because when we read these words and we are convicted with the understanding that I have sinned against God.
当我们读神的话语, 我们认识到说, 啊, 我们是在神的面前犯了罪。
It's like David.
就像大卫。
We read Psalm 51 just now for scripture reading.
当时, 刚才我们读了这诗篇51篇。
And this happened after his sin with Bathsheba.
就是因为他与拔示巴 所犯下的这个罪行, 他在神的面前忏悔。
And so Nathan the prophet, he came before King David.
那丹呢, 先知那丹就来到了大卫的面前。
To tell him that thou art that man, you are the one who has done this.
那丹就指着这个大卫说, 你就是那个人, 犯罪的人。
When he realized, he recognized his sin.
当大卫意识到说, 啊, 我是犯了罪。
He broke down.
他就开始呢, 忧愁。
And then he said, against thee, and thee only have I sinned, against God I have sinned.
就对神说, 啊, 神啊, 我在你的面前, 我得罪了你。
And he wrote this very wonderful penitential psalm, Psalm 51.
他就写下了51篇, 因为他有一颗忏悔的心。
Sharing his sorrow, his grief.
就分享他里面的心情, 他的忧愁。
And also his desire for confession, for repentance.
然后他愿意来到神的面前, 来 陈述自己所犯下的罪, 愿意来到神的面前来忏悔。
A very wonderful psalm for us to read, especially when we recognize that we have sinned.
这是一篇很好的诗篇, 让我们在犯罪的时候, 忏悔的时候, 我们读这篇诗篇, 来到神的面前忏悔。
And so we ask, do we really weep for sin?
我们是否真的为我们所犯的罪呢, 来哭泣呢?
Are we sincerely sorry for the offenses that we commit against God daily, all the time?
我们是否真诚地为我们每日所犯下的这个罪呢, 来到神的面前来忏悔呢?
If you realize that it's not happening, well, I don't see that in me.
如果你没有看, 你不能够意识到自己已经犯了罪,
maybe you don't love God enough.
可能是因为你爱神不够,
we don't know God's word enough.
可能是你认识神的话语不够,
we don't have the walk, an abiding relationship with him.
可能是你对你与神的关系不清,
or maybe we don't even know God, we're not even saved.
可能你甚至都还没有认识神。
Because a true believer is one who has repented of his sins.
因为如果你是真的信徒, 你就会为自己的罪来忏悔。
He truly understands how serious sin is that put Jesus on the cross.
你就会意识到说这个罪的严重性, 甚至让主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
And he will desire only holiness in his life.
而你渴望的呢, 就是一个圣洁的生活。
And so Ezra, when he heard all these things, he said, I was astonished, I was stunned.
所以呢, 当以斯拉他听到这件事情的时候, 他整个人就 坐在那里忧闷惊惧。
It's almost like he was paralyzed.
他甚至好比呢, 什么事都不能做了。
So overwhelmed and overcome with this grief and sorrow and mourning.
他的内心呢, 就是被这份忧愁, 这份的这个失望, 整个的都包围了。
Verse 4 says, I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice.
然后这里呢就提到了说他惊惧忧闷而坐直到献晚祭的时候。
He just sat there.
他就坐在那里。
Why? Because he said of all this transgression of those people who had committed this sin, this abomination against God.
都是因为这被辱归回之人所犯的罪。
He stopped everything, all that he was doing.
他所做的呢，工作呢，全部他都停止。
And he just sat there to mourn.
停止了，而只是坐在那里惊惧忧闷而坐。
This really shows the heart of a godly man.
我们看到这，他是有一颗这个敬畏神的心。
He really doesn't have a flippant or casual attitude to sin. No, he really understands sin for what it is.
我们可以看到他很严重的、谨慎的对待罪的这个事情。
And so how long he sat there for, we don't know, hours perhaps.
我们不知道他在那里坐了多久，可能几个小时。
And how often have we done that?
我们有常常如此做吗？
You say, yes, yes, I repent, I confess.
我们说啊，是啊，我已经认错了，我已经忏悔了。
Sometimes it's really just a casual prayer. Oops, God, sorry. Try not to do it again.
然后可能就是我们很轻率的说啊，神啊，对不起啊，我犯了罪，就算了。
And this sorry that we say, we really don't mean it.
而我们这个认错呢，其实不是认真的。
It's just a very casual thing that we say, and we say it all the time. It sort of loses its meaning.
可能只是随口说说，随便说说就算了。
And when we say it against God, again also, it has lost its meaning.
当我们如此的态度的时候，它就失去了它的意义。
So a lot of times we don't think too much about sin. We even joke about it.
所以呢，很多时候呢，我们就没有谨慎的对待这个罪的问题。
Then ought to be a true believer will have sorrow for sin.
如果我们是真的信徒呢，我们就要有谨慎的态度来对待罪。
But it cannot just stop at sorrow.
可是我们不能够只是保持这个忧愁。
Because a lot of times, I mean, when people do bad things, yeah, they feel bad about it.
因为当我们做了这个不当做的呢，我们就觉得啊，我们不应该如此做。
If you're guilty, they are grieved, but they don't do anything much more than that.
心里面觉得内疚，心里面觉得忧愁。
It is just simply a sense of remorse for what they have done.
觉得哎呀，我不应该如此做。
And unbelievers have these sort of sentiments as well.
那些非信徒呢，他们有如此的想法。
Like the criminals in the courts.
像那些在这个法庭里面的这些罪犯。
Not all of them are believers.
不是全部的都是信徒。
But everyone does have a sort of a conscience that can understand, well, I have done something wrong, I should feel sorry about it.
可是他们的良知告知他们，他们的确是犯了这个罪。
You know Judas? The one who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都知道这个出卖了耶稣基督的这个犹大。
But the Bible tells us that he did feel sorry about what he had done.
我们在圣经里面，我们读到说犹大他出卖了耶稣之后，心里面不好受。
After he witnessed the whole crucifixion and all the things that Jesus had to go through.
当他见证主耶稣基督是如何的被钉死在十字架上。
The Bible tells us that he did feel a sense of grief and remorse.
我们在圣经里面读到说，他心里面不好受，开始忧愁。
He went back to the high priest and threw the money back at them and said, "I don't want this blood money."
他就把这些大祭司给的这个钱呢，就还给了这个大祭司他们。
Maybe before he did it, he didn't realize the extent of suffering that the Lord Jesus Christ would have to go through because of his betrayal.
可能他在出卖主耶稣基督之前，没有想到哇，后果会是这样的。
But this sorrow was not a godly sorrow that led him to repentance.
可是呢，他的忧愁不是敬虔的这个忧愁，他没有忏悔。
He did not know how to deal with this sorrow.
他不知道如何呢去对待这份忧愁。
And it just led to him hanging himself, committing suicide.
他就去自杀了。
And so that is not all. It doesn't just end at the sorrow.
所以呢，我们不能呢，只是说啊，犯了罪啊，我们忧愁就算了。
It has to continue with confession.
所以呢，我们忧愁之后呢，我们要在神的面前呢忏悔。
And that is what we see Ezra doing in verse 5.
我们在第五节，以斯拉第五节这里呢，看到 这个以斯拉在神的面前呢来忏悔。
And so we are told that the evening sacrifice, I arose up from my heaviness.
这里呢，我们看到献晚祭的时候呢，我起来，心中愁苦。
He knew something had to be done.
他知道说，他必须要有一些行动。
He couldn't just sit there and be astonished.
不能够继续坐在那里，心中忧愁。
He knew he had to confess the sin before God.
他必须要到神的面前呢，来忏悔。
And so the next thing that he did, he turned to the Lord in prayer.
他就跪下在耶和华面前祷告。
And so the Bible says, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God.
他就双膝跪下向耶和华举起双手。
It was a posture of humble submission.
他这样如此做呢，就是显出他这个谦卑的这个心。
And for the rest of the chapter, what we read of is the prayer that he makes.
然后以斯拉记第九章第六节到最后一节呢，我们就看到他向神的祷告。
He will show that he understands what has happened.
我们在这祷告里面呢，我们看到说他明白这个以色列人所犯的这个罪。
We need to know, go to God and humbly confess our sin.
而我们犯了罪之后呢，我们必须要到神的面前来忏悔。
To plead for forgiveness, to seek mercy.
求神的怜悯。
And this is something that we have to do.
这是我们当做的。
We must do it deliberately. We must do it with humility. We must do it with sincerity.
谦卑真诚的来到神的面前求他的怜悯。
And that is what we see Ezra doing.
我们就在以斯拉的身上看到了这点。
It has to be something that comes from our heart.
要从心中来做。
Something that we really mean it when we tell God, I'm sorry.
真诚的到神的面前呢来忏悔。
That I have sinned, I have offended thee.
然后在神的面前承认说我犯了罪。
And that I repent.
我要悔改。
So what is this whole confession all about?
这个忏悔呢的内容是什么呢?
We'll study this next month when we come back to the book of Ezra.
我们下个月回到以斯拉记第九章的时候，我们来继续查考。
But for now, we understand these first three steps.
可是现在呢，我们明白有三个步骤。
That when we sin, there has to be an acknowledgement.
当我们犯了罪，我们要看到说我们是犯了罪，我们要认可。
We cannot just brush it under the carpet, pretend as if nothing had happened.
我们不可说犯了罪呢，就把它当成是不了了之。
We must recognize this sin. We must sorrow for the sin, and then we must have confession for the sin.
我们要对这个所犯的罪呢，心里面忧愁，然后我们要在神的面前忏悔。
Let's turn to Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
满有慈爱，我们在天上的父。
We acknowledge that so often we have sinned against Thee.
我们在你的面前承认，很多时候。我们都犯了罪。
Our lives have been lived in accordance to our own desires and not for Thee.
很多时候，我们都按着自己的意思生活，而不是按着你的意思。
We are all like sheep that have gone astray.
我们都像那些迷失的羔羊。
And oftentimes we don't think much about it, and we just continue living in this sin.
有时候，很多时候我们犯了罪，可是呢，我们不以为然。
O Lord, may you impress upon us the seriousness of sin.
求你就赐给我们一颗认识罪。
May we have the heart of Ezra.
认识罪的心就像以斯拉。
That we would tremble at the words of God.
让我们在神的言语面前呢战惊。
That we will acknowledge our sin. We will recognize the sin that we have committed.
让我们认识到自己犯了罪。
That we have true godly sorrow.For our sin,
让我们有真诚的悔改
and then we'll come before thee with humble confession and repentance.
谦虚的来到你的面前来悔改
Pray that thou guide us, help us.
求你帮助我们
May thy Holy Spirit fill our hearts and guide us unto holiness.
求你的圣灵充满我们
Pray that thou help us.
帮助我们
For without thee we can do nothing.
因为除了你以外我们什么都不能做
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们如此感恩祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。